Welcome to another podcast edition for the Australian College of Professionals, the leading training provider in property, finance and business.
This podcast. What is happening with the New South Wales auction market in May 2026? Was produced by the Australian College of Professionals on Monday, the 4th of May 2026.
I want to talk about auctions now. So let's talk auctions. And in our current market, we're constantly hearing in the media about softening auction clearance rates that are in parts of New South Wales, increased pass-ins, vendors needing to reset expectations, agents needing to assist vendors to reset expectations. So this is being discussed quite heavily in market wrap-ups, you know, and, you know, there's panic headlines and there's, you know, but it is about that softening of the auction clearance rates. This is exactly where agent risk creeps in. So if you're an agent that lists and sells properties via the auction method, you need to make sure that you have accurate data to share with your vendors and your purchasers. You need to utilise information from Cotality or CoreLogic or Upidata or whatever you want to call it this week, from their weekly auction clearance commentary, in addition to the reports that we consistently get from Domain, from Australian Financial Review, New South Wales, and they talk about the New South Wales auction trends and buyer caution, and they're talking about this softening auction clearance rate. So, you know, this is something we need to, if you're a listing agent in an auction area, that you need to be really on top of. So what this does, this softer auction market increases compliance risk, doesn't reduce it. This is because the need to actually substantiate your information, in particular any change to your estimated selling price, is essential that your comparables and reasonings are relevant and related directly to your local area and the property that you've listed. I'm always talking about good reason, good reason, good reason. And, you know, there's plenty of people who go, it's all you're ever on about. Well, at the moment, yeah, it is, because you need to get this right. It's not just about underquoting and the compliance. This is about working with your vendor in terms of their expectations and bringing them in line with the market, and working with your purchasers so they understand what they're going to be up against come auction day. So, you know, you need to manage those expectations without, you know, drifting across into misleading price discussions with both vendor and purchaser, really. So your guides need to focus on what you're talking about, what's coming out of your mouth, needs to focus on genuine market feedback. What agents are saying at auctions, what they're saying at opens, later becomes evidence about the clarity and the transparency of that information. So in these shifting markets, regulators and tribunals look very closely at what agents have said, what they've documented, and how pricing advice was handled over time. So you need to look at what those good reasons are that you're including on your, that you need to be including on your weekly vendor reports and your discussions about amended estimated selling price of a property. They're paramount to the compliance process of listing and marketing a property. So this changing auction market doesn't change the law in relation to the transparency and accurate and the need for super accurate and transparent information. It actually changes the risk to the agent. So get it right, be clear about it, know your information, know what you're talking about, do your research, and you know, you'll be right in terms of working with your vendors so they understand where they're going on this.
Thank you for listening to another edition of the Australian College of Professionals podcast. For more information, go to our website, acop.edu.au.